I am Ashton Wilson reporting for the SGJC Radio Network.
Democratic Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has made a historical stride to the White House and becoming the first woman of color of the United States representing the first Black sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Incorporated. For the woman of the AKA sorority, this year is especially notable as they also highlighted sorority sister Kamala Harris, who will be inaugurated as Madam Vice President of the United States.
Going through the 2016 election, seeing how that turned out, I personally was crushed by it. Now I'm getting another chance to see a woman be in one of those highest places of our national leadership.
Jasmine E. McCoy, a senior at Harvard University serving as the second International Vice President of the AKA sorority. The AKA sorority and the members of other African-American sororities and fraternities, known as the Divine Nine, created a campaign to urge citizens to vote in this past election. The results of the 2020 election favored the Biden-Harris campaign, which made AKA member Dr. Laurel Bradley Mathis look to a united America this term.
My soror, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in the White House, is the epitome and the embodiment of what America needs to be united.
According to AKA junior at Morgan State University, Deshauna Jones, Kamala Harris is putting HBCUs on the map.
You don't really see things like this, or people don't really expect things like this. We're going to stand out because of who she is, and she's going to put HBCUs on the map.
I'm Ashton Wilson with this report from the SGJC Radio Network.